Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 4, Episode 6, titled A Close Shave. This was an amazing one, guys. We can't wait to talk about it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello again, you awesome AfterBuzzers. Thank you for tuning in to our Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I'm joined by these beautiful women here.
Hey guys, I'm Taylor Gates. You can find me on Twitter at @Alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Hey guys, it's Allie Nasta here. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
Hey everybody, it's Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV and all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing your feedback. Tonight's episode was awesome. Once again, a lot of stuff happened. I'd like to start off by talking about this dog book.
Yes.
Who Labradoodle, knew? Yeah.
It's hilarious because it makes sense that that would do so well, and we all kind of looked past it. But Liza wrote it.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
She did.
So are we thinking that Liza is becoming a writer?
I think so. Now?
Definitely. Yeah. I can see it happen.
We predicted last week that she might write those romance novels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And find someone for that. And I think that's becoming more and more likely.
A theme, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also what I loved is that Charles said to Liza and Kelsey, don't be embarrassed. This is going to save our company.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because L.L. Moore is demanding so much more, which we'll get into at the end of the episode.
Definitely.
But it's awesome because Millennial at this point in the episode is making its footprint.
Right.
Yes.
Next, let's talk about some Maggie and Donna.
I found that so uncomfortable just because it was like the way that they were like looking, they kept looking on the lip. Like, I don't know. I just kind of was like creeped out the whole time.
Did what about you? Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, my lovely ladies, mm-hmm. have you guys ever saw or you're dating somebody or you like somebody and they had that one physical tic that you just couldn't get over?
I don't know.
Like, I know this sounds so superficial, but one time I was dating this guy, and he told me he was going to, like, grow out dreads, and personally, I didn't think he was, like, could pull the look off, and I literally told him that I would break up with him if he... I wasn't serious, but you know, I'm just like...
I do remember a high school boyfriend situation, and I was like, if you shave your head, you'll look like a penis, and I don't want to be with you anymore. Did anyone think the stash was that bad?
No.
I mean, it's like little whiskers. I thought it was like a... Because I was like, is the brightness on the TV wrong?
Right.
Or am I not seeing it? So she had like little meow, meow, little whiskers.
I felt like that was like somewhat out of character for Maggie.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
She could be someone who's kind of...
Well, also too, like that's the kind of thing where I was just hoping maybe she would just be like, you know how you can nudge someone to kind of give them an idea without physically going there, you know, like, oh my gosh, like like those little whiskers on you, do you ever get rid of those things?
Or
like
something,
you know.
And I'm noticing Maggie lately, or not lately, her relationship seemed as though she connects more with the younger girls that she dates. When she even dated, I forgot the other girl. Yes, is this the one who was in the Jewish...
was something with else with an M.
Malky. She was around her age group, and there was something, too, that she didn't like, you know, her friends and how they got down, and now she doesn't like this older woman who has, like, this small little, you know, physical thing that could be easily taken
care
of.
You guys, early prediction, she's gonna go straight and go for Josh, and just be like... Oh my God.
That would be such a twist. I would not see that coming.
I love the relationship, though.
But. Yeah, no, me too. It's fun to see them be friends and without Liza having to be there. I will say, when Maggie and Lauren walked into that bar, I think that something is going to happen with them again. I'm not writing off their relationship just yet.
I'm not either. I think that maybe, because at first when you were talking, really, and I thought, oh, you were talking about younger women. And I was like, yeah, Lauren, possibly.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah, she loves, like, her and younger women click way more than her and an older woman does.
Totally.
Women do.
Like I said, listen, If no one else wants to admit it, that's fine, but sometimes I get my stash waxed, and it's just a thing you do with your eyebrows. You get both done, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. So I'm just saying, I don't think she had such a bad stash.
No.
Yeah. No, I really couldn't tell if it was the glare on the camera, the TV, what I was seeing. I was trying to, I was staring really hard to kind of see it, so I was expecting it to be more hesitant. But I guess if it is something that you just can't, it's like the shattered glass, sensation. Yeah. You know, once you see it, you can't stop.
Well, next let's talk about Liza and Jay. This guy who, one of the only reasons I remember him so correctly is because I got in a younger binging session in my mom's bathtub at home. I literally was, going back and, watching old ones. I was like, this is so good.
With a glass of wine, right?
Yeah. Or, a bottle.
That's how you do
it. But he was, when they went to that bonfire millennial, mixer thing, and he sees her with Caitlin tonight, and she just outs herself very quickly. They go out to dinner. Were you guys expecting this from Jay, for him to be so cool with the truth?
No.
Yeah, I thought he was going to, blackmail
her. Especially because he's a stranger, so he doesn't know Liza. He doesn't know her character, so anybody who's, coming from the outside looking in would think that she's crazy, you know?
I don't trust him.
Right, I know.
It's too nice. It's too easy.
It's too simple. Yeah.
Fake.
Right, and I also was kind of shocked by Liza coming out so quickly. I think every time she openly says, I'm not actually 27, I get confused. Mm-hmm. Because I think this whole, three seasons now, we've seen her lie so many times. So when we see her tell the truth about her age, it's kind of shocking almost. I wasn't expecting that to come out of her mouth today.
Yeah,
because it's taken so long to lead up to all the big relationships for this reveal, and it happened very quickly. Did you guys think their relationship was more compatible than Charles and Josh?
See, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that maybe he's saying that he doesn't want anything, but he may want more so a love relationship with Liza, but wait, I mean later, because they're just getting to know each other. But if you think back to the other episodes when they were at what was it, the party that they were at before
the bonfire,
they were talking for a very long time to where Kelsey had to come in and say, hey, take these shots, you've been talking to this guy for so long, there's other people you can talk to. So they clearly do have a chemistry, so I don't know if he's going to be the other love interest besides Charles.
I don't see it happening for me.
So
Because you don't see it, or you don't want to see it.
No, I just feel like I don't see it. I don't see the connection, the genuine connection. I think that when she was at Millennium, that bonfire thing, I think she was trying to find anybody she could relate to, because usually she has Kelsey as her rock and
definitely
the person to talk to. So I think that he was just kind of, he seems like a friend. So I think if anything, it might become her confidant. Mm. And because he kind of is in the industry, he might help be the one that helps her come out to the public about her age.
Yeah. Hmm. So I think that this is her kind of in the industry, because at that episode where they met, Kelsey and her were not speaking, and she thought she was going to be let go from Millennial because Kelsey essentially said that to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is somebody who could hire her for her own merit and her own age.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where that's going to go. We see a very awkward moment with Charles. They went to college together.
Yeah.
And, well, this is very complicated because he thought, Jay, he was doing Liza a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, it's insulting Charles big time. What did you guys think about all this?
It was very disheartening to see Charles be that squeamish, and we've kind of been waiting for something else to happen.
This is the thing, I love Charles, but maybe because I just like guys who are just straight up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like Charles hasn't, ever since, the whole engagement and the season finale prior, we haven't seen him. I mean, we've seen him be interested in Liza, but not straight up tell her was. He's been taking her to dates and stuff like that, but not really say, hey, I'm interested in you.
Right.
So I was just kind of then why haven't you, really?
I think he's struggling right now with wanting her to. He does think she's 27. I think he's struggling with, do I tell her to move somewhere else and get a different career? Mm-hmm. I think he thinks that she has such a great job going for her.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to ruin her job and career trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's kind of toying with him, because he's if I want to do anything to pursue with this woman, I can't have her work for my company. But he knows how much she brings to the company, and he doesn't want to lose that. And he knows once they start dating, it's going to complicate things.
Definitely.
So I think he's that's why he's not so open, because he's freaking out.
But the thing is, maybe because we'll get to why he's also upset later, but that's what I was saying. So don't be mad at Liza. Right. You know what I mean? Right. But then, like I said, there's other factors that are, you know, making him so upset. So, it, you know, it might just be that.
At the end of the day, though, when he finds out, which, I mean, he will. This is life. I don't think it will go over very well. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have a future, but potentially her and Jay. I don't know. I saw something there. Speaking of something, Kelsey and Zayn. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, at first I was like, all right, I can dig this. This is hot. But I knew something was up.
Yeah.
But also that text that he sent her and he said, I need to explain. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. I'm wondering if when he saw that text, you know, he's known this the whole time that she kind of was snaking at him out from under him or mm-hmm. her, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. that whole thing. And I was wondering if what he wants to explain is maybe he was doing her a favor because maybe he knows he's not worth that much and he, I don't know, I just like, it's, I have a weird, sorry, I have a weird, does he like, is he gonna do something terrible or is he actually
there's so many things, especially because last episode he was saying that the author who she's taking is kind of like, I don't know, there's something there.
They were gonna lose them
anyway. Yeah, so.
Okay, well, before we get into the politics of the authors, what do you guys think about this sexy feud, you know, tweeting?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's cute, but I don't know if they're too old to be playing these types of games.
Right.
Kelsey, like, you know?
They're in the public eye.
Yeah.
Right. It's really sketchy.
It doesn't. I feel as if kind of what Charles was saying is that it can only go to a certain extent where people can twist that, and then it can end up being a bad thing, not a positive thing. It might be helping sales now, but maybe when they try to sell another book, this is going to stop them from selling as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the long run, in the grand scheme of things, is it the smartest thing to do? The book was selling before they had the Twitter feud, you know?
And then I don't understand why Kelsey's not understanding, especially with her past relationship with Colin, to stop putting so much of your business into the relationship because it never works out.
Well, let's talk about that moment where Kelsey is breaking down crying in her office and, you know, Liza walks in and she goes, don't cry over him. She goes, I'm not crying over him. I'm crying over my job.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time it actually hit Kelsey that she is putting her relationships,
livelihood, everything
in front of her career, which is most important to her. I mean, earlier in the episode when she was saying, you should thank us for this dog book and you should not tell me how to tweet.
She's totally burned Charles.
Right. Yeah. I was like, dude, whoa, you are going to regret that later.
Well, and it is kind of the thing that Charles has done so much for her. Mm-hmm. So, but not to say that they've not, Millennial has done so much for the publishing group as well, because at the same time, they were almost going to go under last season, right?
Definitely.
And so I think that this, I don't know, it just, I don't know, it was something weird for me because I would never talk to a boss that way. So for me, it was kind of startling.
I think she just got an ego boost because Charles needed her. It's not, you know, the other way around. So she was like, well, you know, Melina's doing so good, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
And can I just say, apart from Charles, like, Diana's disappointed face at Kelsey just, like, has me so heartbroken.
Oh, my gosh. Diana is a gem. I love her little tidbits.
Yes.
And I will say, the disappointing, though, when he said he was disappointed.
I wanted to cry.
That is the worst word I think you can ever hear from, like, a mentor or a boss.
Anybody.
No, well,
I was thinking about that, too.
Let's end the recap, though, talking about the scene between Liza and Charles.
Besides, like, the awkwardness, I love Diana's, like,
Diana,
I like her, she was hilarious.
It's just giving him a cupcake, but her soul also
at the same time.
She's just like, I'm not doing this anymore, but I'm just gonna bring you the cupcake. That's literally what she did. But they had this fight, Liza and Charles, about Kelsey. You know, how dare you treat her like this, blah blah blah. And then he says, yes, how dare you date someone in their 40s and it's not me in publishing. Wow.
Literally, that had us all, we all were grabbing the table, smacking the table, screaming.
I don't know. Was Liza right in saying that to Charles? Because I don't think Charles was wrong in expressing how he felt. Like, she did put the company in jeopardy. She did do all these things. It is a bad situation, and that's honestly what he said.
Right.
And he was asking whether or not she put it in jeopardy, which he wasn't like, you put the company in jeopardy.
Right.
You know,
he
asked first.
And the fact that she couldn't really answer.
So
it's kind of like Liza's mama bear side coming out.
She's just protecting.
It has that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, guys, there's a lot of sexual tension left and a lot more to happen. So let's get into some predictions.
Let's do it. I don't even know.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Sam's giving me the eye, so I think I do have one. I think, which, you know, because I was Team Charles, I still am Team Charles since the beginning. I think Liza and Charles are going to have a good makeout sesh next episode. I think, like you said, lots of sexual tension there. So I'm ready for them to, like, just kiss all the anger away. And I don't know about this Kelsey and Josh relationship. I thought we kind of nipped that in the bud, but it's still here, clearly. So I think that Liza may find out, but I don't know if she's going to find out this episode. Maybe, like, the episode after.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Bouncing off of that, I kind of feel as if she's going to be in a very vulnerable state, and he's going to kind of get her in a time that she's caught off guard.
Yeah.
And then that's – they're going to both have to talk about what's going on between them, because there's clearly some sort of tension between them that they both kind of see, but they're not acknowledging. So I kind of think we'll definitely see something in the next two episodes. With Charles and Charles and Liza, I think we're definitely going to come to a head in their relationship as well. They're, like, with all these relationships, I think we're just going to see all, like, things are going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And also, just throwing this out there, I think Diana's going to get proposed to by Richard. I think they're going to get married by the end of the season.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a lot more to be had with Richard and Diana.
Right. Definitely.
And we were kind of talking about this earlier. Well, I don't trust anyone on this show. Ever since Diego, I don't trust anyone.
Taylor says, trust no one.
I'm afraid.
Good
that,
motto.
I'm afraid that Jay is shady and is going to do something that's going to mess with Liza.
Maybe try to sleep with her.
So
maybe.
Bouncing off of that, I think that Charles and Liza are going to get involved in a secret relationship, and then Jay is going to be the cover, and then when he finds out that his relationship with Liza is a lie, then he's gonna blackmail her because his feelings are
hurt. Sam!
That was great. I love everything about
that. Yeah, that was good.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. That, we miss you, Renee. She will be back next
week.
And
Taylor,
we're going to miss her too. She is always here at AfterBuzz. We love her. She's going back to college, but she'll be back to LA in January. So send her some love. On that note, where can everyone find you on social media, Tay?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. Thank you for letting me join your panel for
so many hours. Of course. Anytime. Well, guys, I'm Ellie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Ellie Nasta and on Instagram at Ellie Girl.
And I'm Raylan T. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.